We are up to Simon Chaf. Simon Chaf is on page Kuf Chav Vav, the second page of the handout. Din Chazaris Tzilas Hashliach Tzibo Bo Yud Bei Sifim Kishakaseh Hashliach Tzibo Mitfilu Veshavalachash Oimei B'mekoymoi Kishir Hiluch Tal Ha'amas V'choyzeh L'mekoymoi. We're assuming that the Shliach Tzibo does not have to wait very long for it to begin. Maybe the Shliach Tzibo davens a longer Shmon Esrei than the Tzibo. That's a recipe for disaster. If the Shliach Tzibo davens a longer Shmon Esrei than everyone else, and you have to wait for him to begin. But let's assume that he is exactly the same speed as everyone else. When he steps back, he cannot begin immediately. He is required to wait, like we learned yesterday, for half a second. The amount of time it takes to walk Dalet Amos, because it's not proper to bundle together two, a double Shmon Esh, just like a person has to daven a double Shmon Esh because he forgot or was an oinus, so to the Shliach Tzibo, really, every single day, that's what he's doing. He's davening the double Shmona Esrei. So it's not proper for him to bundle the two Shmona Esreis together. He should delay, pause between his Shmona Esrei, Balachash, and the Shmona Esrei that he's about to begin for the Tzibo. Okay, next. So Omer Nishol say Balachash. Look what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says. This is what the Kitzur explicitly says. And this is what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. He shall say Balachash, Hashem Sifosai Tiftach. Okay, I know that Rav, it's said over in his name. I do not know if it's in print, but it's said over the name of Hagoyin of Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, Zechet Tzadik Levracha, that he was of the opinion that you shall say Hashem Sifosai Tiftach out loud. And I believe that his Talmidim, if you go to communities where they are very following his ways, they do say, you hear them always say Hashem Sifosai Tiftach out loud, but that's not what it says in the Mishnah Berurah, that's not what it says in the Kitzur, and the Minhag Olam, most of these communities among us, is to say it quietly. Umaschil b'kol baruch atah, and then you raise your voice. I don't know what it's all about. I do not know the depth of what the meaning is. It's in general a very, very interesting concept that you pray to be successful in prayer. It's a prayer for prayer. Hashem Sifosai, Yidavning, it's a prayer. Before you pray to Hashem that I should be successful in my prayers. It's a very unique concept. And so why is one prayer quiet and the next one is out loud? I do not know. It is also very interesting, on the Yom Noiroim, Oichila. What is Oichila? Oichila, I forgot the exact words. Oichila lokel. Achalaponav. Yeah. Achalaponav. Oh, yeah. Right, then you end off with Hashem Sifosai Tiftach V'Yagid L'Asecha. So I noticed, very interesting, that there are different customs. Some Chazonim or Balei Tefillah say that last section of Echila Hashem Sifosai Tiftach. There are two lines. Hashem Sifosai Tiftach Ofi Agit Lasecha Yehi Lerotzanim Reifid Hegel Milufnach Hashem Sir Goli. So in the old, some Achzorim have it that it shall be said quietly. Yeah.
Because he's about to do the Tzibor, right. But he's speaking about something that's private and personal for himself. So to differentiate that, he because it's going to be the Amida of the Tzibor, so his private prayer.
Okay, you do represent the Tzibor. I don't know. This is a very interesting thing that you do find this different customs of the prayer that precedes the prayer. Should it be said out loud? Or should it be said quietly? You find that over here by every single prayer. Hashem Sifosai Tiftach. We find obviously difference of opinion. The Mishnah Berurah Kishon say they should be said quietly. Some obviously hold that it should be said out loud. Hinani Heoni Mimas. So what's the custom? So there are all different customs. Some kilos, they say the entire thing out loud. It's a cantorial piece. It can take longer than the whole Musaf. Right? And in some places, you know, they don't even say it. They say just a few words. They say a few words. Everything else is said quietly. And in some places, they don't even say it. They just say a few words. And they say part of it quietly, and the other half they completely omit. The Chaim Berlin, the Shliach Tzibo just says the first few words, And I don't even know what he says, and he says just a few lines. He does not say the entire thing. That's the custom. Every community, there are communities, they say nothing. I know that for a fact. There are communities, they don't say it all together. They say just one line. And some places, by some chazanim, and this is it. This is showtime, exactly. The whole thing. So obviously, yesh v'yesh. Nohoro, nohoro pashe. Everyone does their thing. Different derech. A different derech. So all of these things. So I just want to, when you say Aichila, Aichila in the Chazaras Hashat is also like a Hinini. It's also like Hashem Sifosai Tiftach. And if you look at the Machzorim, and if you go to different Bati Kinosios and Bati Midrashos, you will find different customs of when you come to the end, and you come to those last two lines, Hashem Sifosai Tiftach Ufi Agiti Losecha, Yihiyu Lerotzen Imri Tivi Hagin Milofnecha, Hashem Sri Goli, if both of those lines are said out loud, or if they're said in an undertone. So I just want to point out there are different customs. Let's go further. You begin with, you raise your voice when you begin Baruch Atah. No one disagrees with that. Everyone should listen carefully to what is being said. I'll call bracha karai on every single bracha. Afilu Lilmoid Aser. Shocking, controversial statement. You're not allowed to learn during Chazar Shashatz. Bishah Shashliach Tzim Chazar Atil Re'im Tzach Lema. And it goes without saying, Shetzrich Lizor Misicha Betela. That is Pasha. You're not allowed to talk. Umi Shenok Elo. Any, for a person who has an easy time with this, Yesh Loi Lamod Kimoshu Be'atzma Mispal Shon Esra, you shall stand still, as if you yourself were davening the Shemona Esrei, oy beinayim atzumos, close your eyes, oy liros toch hasidr, even more shocking, to follow along in a siddur what the Shliach Tzibur is saying. Ma'ashoy ma'ashliach tzibur, k'tzas na'egim shlacha kedushas. Now he goes to another halacha, that after kedusha, ashachal kedusha, choltzin tzilin shlarashi, they remove the tzilin shlarashi, manichim tzilin shlarinutam, the oysin shiloi kedin. Anyone that takes off their tzilin shlarashi during Chazara Sashatz and puts on the Tulin Shalabinu Tam during Chazara Sashatz is doing Sheloi Kiddin. What is the issue? After davening is over entirely. After the Kaddish. After Kaddish Yosam, then he takes off the Tulin Shalabinu Rashi puts on the Tulin Shalabinu Tam. After. Why? Now, what's the reason? Okay, we'll look, so we're going to read the Shams of Allah in a few moments. But what's the basic reason? What's the reason? You would think the reason why you should not take off your tefillin shel Rashi and put on your tefillin shel Tam is because you shall still wear Rashi until the very end, right? That's what I would think. Or you would think because it's not the right thing to do the Chazar Shatz because you're not concentrating on the Nusach of the Chazar Shatz. That's not the Ikar reason. Those are also reasons. But the main reason is because when you put on the tefillin shel Tam, you're not allowed to be mafsik between the tefillah shel Rashi, the tefillah of Shel Yad, and the Shel Rosh. Just like when you put on Rashi, when you make the Baruch Asher Kedushan Mitzvah Mitzvah Lohaniach Tefillin, you're not allowed to talk. You're not allowed to talk until you finish putting on the Tefillah Shel Rosh. Mm-hmm. And what? You make another Baruch? What? You don't make any Baruch. That's the Chiddush. Even though you did not make a bracha, that's exactly the chiddush. Even though you did not make a bracha between the tefillin shel Yad and the tefillin shel Rosh, there is no bracha. You're still not allowed to talk between the beginning of the putting on of the shel Yad and the shel Rosh, even the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. And it's impossible for time to go for you to put on the tefillin so quickly, where you'll put it on within one bracha and you won't miss an amen. It's inevitable. If you put on the tefillin of you put on the shel Yad, you now enter into a state, into a period, into a zone, when you're not allowed to talk until you finish putting on the tefillah shel Rosh. And during that span of time, the Shliach Tzibur is going to say at least 2-3 brachos. And you will not be able to answer amen to those brachos. That's the primary reason why you're not allowed to put on your tefillin shel Rabbeinu Tam during Chazaras HaShatz. In addition to the zilzul in Kedushas Rashi to wait to the end of davening, in addition to not paying attention to what's going on during Chazaras HaShatz. But there's a technical problem. You can't answer Amen to the brachos.
But these guys are on the train by the end.
People do all these strange things. Now, what could I tell you? People do. You ever go on the train? You ever see what goes on? People do all strange things. So that's how the world goes around. What? Okay, let's go further. That's why no one looks at us. You ever go on the train on a hot summer day, 100 degrees, you wear your hat and jacket on the train? No one gives you a second look. Why not? Because we're not the only weird ones. There are a lot of weird people out there.
See how many tattoos you have.
We're not the only weird people out there. Okay, let's go. Let's see the Shu'arim Halacha Aleph. This is very interesting. Okay, this becomes an issue in today's times. So I feel a little more also. You now learn during Chazaras HaShatz. I am Pesach Tshuva Me Mahari Mi Vilna. A person is learning and you're not davening. I already davened already. Right. I davened, right? You're sitting over here, you daven the minyan, daven 6 o'clock, and now they're having an 8 o'clock minyan sitting over here in the back. Or you're ready for the next minyan. You don't have to answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo, you do not have to answer Amen. You're learning, I already davened, I'm sitting privately, even though we're within my Dalam, Mr. Davin, the minyan, you can ignore them. Don't be so quick to abuse this halacha. Only if you're really deeply immersed in them. But if you're just spacing out, you're reading one of those pamphlets on the table, a parsha page, and you're not really deeply immersed in your learning, then you really should answer Amen if you're right within the vicinity of where they are davening. Or if you're giving a shir. If you are giving a shir, there's a daf yom shir going on in the corner of the shul, in the shul where they allow such a thing, and they don't find it to be disturbing, there's a little shir going on in the back of the davening in the front, then you're not mechuyif to stop in the middle of your shir to answer Kaddish and all of these things that we're going to see. No, you do not. We're going to say he's going to elaborate because over here, all the thing you said at this moment in time is only Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo and Amen. He's going to say in the bigger chiddush, you don't even have to stand up in a few moments for kedusha, nothing. Completely ignore them. If you are really deeply immersed in them and you're having a shir on the side of the room and there's another minyan in the front, you have no obligation to answer kedusha, Kaddish. Just learn. Focus on your learning.
You're eating?
Yeah, no.
L'chor, if you're not... By the simcha.
Yeah.
The mincha minion was over here, and the guy's eating...
If you're in a situation where you're on the other side of the room, and if you're not perceived to be part of the meeting, you go to a wedding hall, right, and they're davening ma'arif, or davening mincha, you have to go stop to into the kedusha. I don't think so. You're not part of that minion. You know, it's a different group. But if you're sitting with them, it's not their cheretz. You know, you're in a shul and you're eating, and they're davening mincha right in front of you. It's not their cheretz. If you're learning, maybe then you can be more lenient. Yitrasu nasa. Okay, a lot of these things are just seichel hayasha. Now, the following people are believed to testify in their adulthood what they saw when they were children. He's saying over here, Amayis Shahaya. He remembers from his childhood. The following are believed to testify when they are adults. I remember the following story. The ace, Lomdi, Bebeis, Hamedrish, the ear.
Kashuva.
Okay, I can't pronounce that. The Hainu. Kashuva, okay. The Hainu. We were more than 100 Talmidim. Like a land house. One minion after another. Ad Karv L'chatzois. Can you imagine there was such a thing? Rabbi Chanoich Henech Pik. Harav Harivid. I'm not sure what that means. Harosh Bezdin, Harosh Av Bezdin, Harosh Av Bezdin Disham. She'ein Anu Mechuyavim La'anois V'loiloimar Kiddusha Ubaruchu Imbalbeloi Sanu. If we're sitting and learning, and there's a minyan going on every half an hour, and we're sitting in the back and we're learning, and we're not disturbing, and that's accepted in this type of setting, you're not Mechuyav to get up every 5 minutes and answer Kaddish Baruchu, just because you're learning. Shailus Shubis Haramami Panoi, Shakas of Oysam Shagurim Sidra Tvila Bishoshashat Schizer Atvila, Hanachl, and he goes on to say another problem. People, they like to catch up, they come late, chronic latecomers, and they catch up on Psukid Zimra during Chazara Sashats. You're not allowed to do that. Just like you're not allowed to learn, you're supposed to concentrate, so you catch up on Psukid Zimra during Chazara Sashats. Are they doing what is proper? The answer is no. But should you protest? No. You don't have to get into a fight. Hanach lahem mutav shu shagin v'yal yuhu mein zidin. They're anyway not going to listen, so just cut your losses. Cut your losses. I know a rabbi once heard from a rabbi, and he was talking about the paper lach and the shul. They come and they hand out, and the balabatim bring the paper lach. As if someone said to him, it's osur, this is manish osur, how do you allow this? The balabatim, they're reading the paper lach during chazar sashas, during davening. So he said, kailos, halavai, they should be reading the paper lach and not be talking to each other in the shul. Yeah. You have to know where to cut your losses. Hanach lohem liyisrael. Our Berlwan used to always say, when a rabbi retires, he has to still have some arrows left in his quiver. You have to have something, you know, don't use up all of your lifelines. Right? You know, who wants to be a million of lifelines? Don't use up all your lifelines. When you retire, you should still have some lifelines left over. It's not good to, push it to the very edge. Okay, let's go back. Let's go to days. What's the next? Let's shleik kedin. They do shleik kedin. Why they do shleik kedin by putting on tefillin during the shots? Ayin b'shalos tshuvos priyasodesh. Shakos avdi kevon shem kevon. The mevur biachronim. He explains the reason. See, if not for this, she other mitzvah malach, I would never know this. I would tell you. I think, why can you take off your tefillin Rashi? It's not the zilzal in the kedusha of the tefillin. You're supposed to wear it to the very end, or because it's not what you're supposed to be doing during chazaras hashatz. That's not what he says. The mevur biachronim, the gam betul nebenotam ein lahafsik bein shel yad l'shel roish nimsa. What is the result? Misha choylates tilm the Rashi umaniach the Rabbeinu Tam b'shas chazor sashatz chazor sashatz hashmon esrei goyrim atzmo. Oh, shloy lanois amen. You're not going to answer amen, or you don't know the halach. You will answer amen, and you'll be mafsik between oy lahafsik bein shel yad l'shel roish. That's the reason why you should not do this. V'yayin b'sefer ois chaim l'maran hagoyin mimunkach shekosav liyashem minikah chasidim shnagulach l'tzirashi v'lanichder. He says, what could I tell you? Look at the Hasidim, they do it. They're not going to listen to me. They do it. So we have to find some saving grace for those avaryonim who transgress. So the end, when the Prima Gadim says don't do it, he just means don't take off the Rashi and don't put on Rabbeinu Tam altogether. Then you're cutting. Then you're taking off the tefillin too early. That's the prohibition. The hatzarch lemekol hakadisha nakadusha spetum, because the halacha is you have to recite kaddish and kedusha when you're wearing tefillin. So if you're going to take off Rashi during Chazor Sashas because you want to catch the first train, and you're not going to be wearing tefillin at all when the Shliach Tzibur gets to Chatzi Kaddish Sholem and the Kaddish Yosem, that is a transgression. But if you're going to put on Avol, Kishom Nichter Ben Utam, Lekor Chashosher Midi Ayin Shon, V'yim Ken Kishom Niach Koidim Chazor Satfilo Os. Then he goes, L'mayin Afkamina. What's an Afkamina? If you daven very quick, Shimon Esrei, and the rabbi davens a very long Shimon Esrei, and there's a long delay until the Chazar Sashat, so you can take over Rashi and put on a Minu Tam, that is okay. Because then you're going to recite all the brachos, and there's no loss whatsoever. There's another heter. Many people, you hear this a lot, I don't know how true it is, but we don't appreciate the sanctity of tefillah. If our great, great, great grandparents would see the way we conduct ourselves when we wear tefillah, they would faint. Because the kedush of tefillah is so awesome. When you take the tefillah out of the zekel, you should sit that you have in front of you tefillah. And now you put the tefillah on, and then you schmooze, you read the newspaper, you answer the cell phone, you do all these things, and also a guf shein anaki, person passes gas, even a small amount, or the person's stomach rumbles, we are not healthy like they used to be in ancient times. This is a zilzal in the kedusha of tefillah. So therefore, less is more. Ad kedei kach, it's not so good if you take off your tefillah during chazaras hashatz. Tremendous chiddush. Not everyone will agree with this approach, but you do hear such a thing that less is more. So I want someone to do the halacha. I know there's a halacha that you're supposed to wear tefillin during a bris. It's Mishnah Berurah. A bris. A bris, it's because tefillin is an ois, and bris mila is an ois, which means whenever there is a bris mila, in many shuls, the bris does not get started right away. There's always a delay, kavata, to get the baby ready, not everyone is so organized, but, so there's a delay. Me'ikr hadin, the people that are there for the bris, not just the avi haben, and the sandik, and the moil has to take them because he needs to maneuver. The guests are supposed to me'ikr hadin, wear tefillin during the bris. That's the proper thing to do. So, I remember I was once, it's the Mishnah Berurah, it says in the Mishnah Berurah. There is such a custom, there are chassidim which have an approach that bedavka, you should not wear tefillin. You should not wear a tefillin during a bris. And I think the longest, the reason why they hold...
From the outside.
No, even if you come according to the Mishnah Berurah, even if you come from the... If you are invited to a bris at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, right, there's a delay. The moyel, the baby is not ready. You should come with your tefillin and put on your tefillin. And once you're putting on
nobody
your tefillin, you put on your talis.
Don't say nobody does it.
Hardly.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of people do it.
But yes...
No, I don't.
The avi haben. Well, if you have a bris in the afternoon, let's say 4 o'clock. The doctor says, "Oh, the numbers are good. Let's go. Emergency. Ski is going to be 7 o'clock. 5 o'clock is the bris." It's extremely common for the avi haben and the sandik. If they're talmid chachamim, they put on their talis and tefillin. Now you should not everyone. You'll go to a bris. You'll even find situations where you go to a bris 6 o'clock in the morning with the avi haben and the sandik will not be wearing tefillin. Okay, fine. To each his own. It's not necessarily a chiv to wear talis and tefillin. They'll put on a talis, but you'll find talmid at 6 o'clock in the afternoon, we put on talis and tefillin. But according to the Mishnah Berurah Mikra, then everyone in the shul, all of the guests, should come with their talis and tefillin. Even if you daven before, because tefillin is an ois and bris is an ois, and it's proper that the two signs, the two oso, should mingle. That's the halacha. However, the common minig is not to do it. People are in a rush. The second davening is over. Take off the tefillin, and if you're lucky, the avi haben and the sandik will remain with their tefillin on. So I remember I once went with my father to a bris, and my father used to leave his tefillin on. My father, Zechel Tzadik Levracha, used to leave his tefillin on all the time after the davening was over for a bris when he was a guest, even if it was a very long time. And my father was once there at a bris, and it was one of the gedolei Yisrael were present, and he took off his tefillin. And my father was casually talking to him. My father is, and how come the Olam doesn't follow the Mishnah Berurah? So he said to him, because people were not nizer, this basically would just present. Well, bizman hazeh, less is more. We're not nizer today in the kedusha of tefillin as it should be. So less is more. It's a zilzal. Yeah.
But as you say, there is commonly a delay
Yes.
And in that period,
there is schmoozing, and that's what he told my father. That's exactly what he told my father. Since basically there's commonly a delay, and people start schmoozing, oh, I haven't seen you since a year ago. What's doing? How's your wife? How's your daughter? And you're wearing your tefillin to talk like that. It's a bizarion. Take off your tefillin. Cut your losses. It's serious business. Yeah.
I've seen Eliyashiv.
Yes, Eliyashiv, yeah.
He does not wear tefillin.
During the bris. Okay, so he's saying something else. Now, I want to tell you another person. You look in the Minigishol Torah, Rabbi Tzeva, so the Hitaka brings down there, not like the Mishnah Berurah. There are opinions. It's more common among Hasidim. Bedafka. I don't know, Eliyashiv, he says it's about Bedafka Natu. I don't know, the picture's not arrived, because just Eliyashiv had probably a bris.
I was there.
Five times a day. I don't know if Eliyashiv.
I was there.
Yeah, I believe you. But I don't know if Eliyashiv, you know, five times, if it's five bris in a day.
Every morning.
Yeah.
He was a sandik.
Every day. Every single day he was a sandik.
Yes. It wasn't
practical. If you're a sonic every single day, it could be it's still not always practical for you for Eliyashiv to be wearing tefillin every single day for every single bris. I'm talking about an average person goes to a bris occasionally. How often do you go to a bris? Once a month, once in 2 months, maybe more often, a little more, a little less. The average person I'm talking about. Okay, but there is such an approach among Gedolei Yisrael, other poskim, who hold you should not wear tefillin during a bris, even though it's an os. What's the lumdus? If I'm not mistaken, the lumdus is as follows. Bris mila is a private covenant between us and Hashem. Ki ois hi beini uveinechem. Only between us and Klal Yisrael. That's what a bris mila is. What are tefillin? It's also an ois, in a chanami. But it's an oath for the world. The rohu kol amei ha'aretz ki shem Hashem nikro lecha v'yar v'meka. So the two osos conflict. The oath of Mila is private. The oath of Tfilin is public. When we are involved in performing a bris mila, we're not trying to broadcast this to the world. It's like, yeah, your tefillin, view your tefillin as an antenna. And we're broadcasting live. We're streaming live. You're not streaming live. Bris mila is private. It's no one's business. You don't invite a guy to a bris mila. It's a holy matter. Ki oisi beini uveinechem. So what are you wearing your tefillin for? Your tefillin represents, it's like an antenna, what we're doing over here, broadcasting live from New York. Here we are. That's not what you're trying to accomplish. Therefore, you bedavka should not be wearing your tefillin at a bris mila. That is an approach. But that's not the approach of the Ashkenazim. That's not the approach of the Litvaks. The Litvaks, the Ruba follow the Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah hold it's not a conflict. They're called an ois, it should be mingled together. And we'll come on to this idea, which is brought down right here in these lines over here, what he says over here, that we're not, bezman hazeh, nizer in the Kedusha Karoi, and therefore, cut your losses. Cut your losses, less is more. Okay, well, I call if you mashu adam. Okay, let's go to halacha gimel. Halacha.
Even if he was not the son.
Okay, base. Let's go to base. Halacha base. Bachazaras tilas shliach tzibor. Kevon shashliach tzibor kvar ispal b'fnei atzma b'lachash v'enachoyz v'ezat filo rak b'shul ha'im shemim u'lechein tzrichim sheyiu davka tisha shoyimin v'oynein. This is a very important halacha. A difference between Ma'ariv and Shachris and Mincha. When you daven Ma'ariv, you don't have to wait for 10 people to finish the Shemona Esrei. You only have to wait for 6. And the Mishnah Berurah, his mashma was 7. Here, the place can say, I think even 6, Luz Roiv. As long as there are Roiv, most people are answering, or even though there are not everyone's going to answer Kedusha, or you, let's talk Ma'ariv, you finish davening the Shemona Esrei. You want to go already, gotta go. Emergency. And you start off with a minyan b'tzimtzum, 10 people. Yeah. Only 6 people have finished the Shemona Esrei. If you're going to start Yiskadal v'Yiskadash, Kadesh Shalem, only 5 people are going to answer your prayer. you're the Shliach Tzibah plus five people, four more people are still davening along Shmon Eshay. Are you mechuyev to wait? No. You're not mechuyev to wait. It's fine. You need 10 people to be present to bring the Shechina so you can say the Kaddish. But you don't need them to answer to the Kaddish. It's a nice thing, of course. The whole purpose of saying Kaddish is to get credit. You know, a special person that's saying Kaddish for a relative is, you know, to give a nachas shuch to the neshama. So the more people that answer, the better. But, you know, you're under pressure. People over here, they're going to walk out on you. They're not going to come back next time. You have no choice. Technically speaking, you do not need to have 10 people answering your Kaddish. But mincha, before you begin your chazaras hashatz, you need to have 9 people answering. So you, when you make the bracha, that's one. The other 9 people will respond. There have to be 10 people. And that's a problem. And that's a very big problem, because if you start off with a minion, they're going to exactly have 10 people. You know, it's inevitable that it's going to be one person who want to go down with a longer Shemona Esrei, and everyone's going to be sitting around twiddling their thumbs until that person finishes. And it's even a bigger problem, because unfortunately we all know that not everyone answers amen to every bracha. I once said, I was shocked to hear this. I once said a posek, I listened to a in the car, I listened to Shiurim. And he says he tries as hard as he can never to daven in a minyan that has only 10 people, or for mincha, or 50, even 50 people, because you know we all know what goes on. It's like a bracha levatola. The Shliach Tzibah says the whole Shemona Esrei, and you don't have 10 people answering amen. You don't. You need to have a certain threshold of a good 15 people at least, so that hopefully you'll get from those 50 people, you'll have 10 people answering every single bracha. Otherwise, the Chazar Sashatz is a bracha levatol, because the Shliach Tzibur, as what it says over here, has already recited his own private Shemona Esrei. It could very well be this, maybe, I don't know, it goes back to the short Shemona Esrei, to daven.
That's why a lot of people do it.
That's why a lot of people do it. There's a lot of. So it used to be in the olden days they used to daven, it was Hecha Shemona Esrei, right? You daven, you start everyone together, you start, the Shliach Tzibur starts off. There are a lot of advantages to that, because if you start, especially if you have a very small minion, you have a small minion of 10 people, and not everyone is with the program, right? Not everyone is with the program. It's mamish, a bracha levatola, for the Shliach Tzibur to repeat the entire Shemona Esrei after he died in his private Shemona Esrei, when you don't have 10 people answering. So it's not such a bad idea. On the other hand, it's not the way you're supposed to daven mincha. It's not the way. This Takon in Lakewood, they still do it. And the understanding is, it was only permitted, it was only instituted, l'chatchila, because of bittul Torah. When Torah say umnaso, when you have a group of young, vigorous, inspired boys, passionate boys that are mamish, Torah say umnaso, they sit and learn the whole day. So it's another 10 minutes of learning. It really is, in the big picture of things. For Balabatim, that's not true. For Balabatim, you work, it's no one's running to learn for 10 more minutes. They still make Hecheshvan Esrei. So that's also its tradition.
Depends.
A lot of times, the grandfather, you have a situation where 50 years ago, it was mamish, an issue of Bittul Torah. It was serious, right. Serious business. And then, over the years, you know, the neighborhood changed, and the people changed, and they still, people coming to the shul to daven. We've been davening like this for 30 years. Why change now? Why change? There's a lot of stories like that. So we have Hecha Kedusha. We do the same thing.
It depends. It depends also if there's press for time.
No, being pressed for time is not an excuse. It's not an excuse. The only heter, original heter given is Bittul Torah. If it's not a matter of Bittul Torah, there is no excuse. Unfortunately, it's abused.
Press for time. That's why they do it.
But they're not allowed to. It's not an excuse. You have to work. People are very busy. Right, they work. They have a busy day. You're not going to get it. All right, so it's done. I know it's done, but it's Alpi Halacha, it's a very weak excuse. But there is the silver lining. The silver lining is those time of minyanim where you press for time and everyone has their mind. Everyone's mind is in another world. You are where your mind is. at least you avoid the problem of saying a bracha levatala on the entire Shimon Esrei. That is the silver lining.
And you do
yeah.
come to minyan, so, and you do come to minyan too.
For Shachas, Rabbi, and for Mincha, you must have nine people
before answer before you begin Chazaras Hashatz, and for Maariv six, Lechatchila seven. Because you need a roi that's noticeable. The Mishnah Berurah says a roi that's noticeable. Not everyone holds you need a roi that's noticeable. Even a roi is also okay.
Right.
Nine people.
Minion,
what?
In a larger minion, you don't need a roi. Let's say
no, of course not. You just need to have people to answer. And the problem is, what do you do? This is always a problem. I don't know. So let's say you know, we need a minion, and you bring in people. They do this all the time. I don't know what the answer is. You go in the office. We have only eight people. Oh, we got two people that they know from nothing. They don't even know how to read. But they're Jewish. Just stand here. We have a minion. Just stand here.
Like he started off. Who are learning Daven Mincha already, can they count among the nine?
Yeah, they did not Daven. So the answer is daven. Yes. They did not Daven, yes, they
and
can.
They're willing to interrupt the answer.
But they have to answer. They have to answer. If you want to use people who already have Daven, very kind, you go to a shul, oh, we have six people, so you'll just sit around here. That's so simple. Just sitting around is not enough. They have to participate. They just can't sit there with the sefer and ignore the minyan. That's wrong. They have to participate and answer amen. So there are 10 people answering amen to the bracha. A minyan where you take people, people do this all the time. It's not right. I don't know what the solution is. When you're desperate, you do things that you shouldn't do.
In the nursing home.
Yeah. You just take people, bodies. You got 10 bodies. I want a minyan. Oh, I need a minyan for mincha. I got 8 people. You're Jewish, right? You're Jewish. So put on a yarmulke here, cover your head, and just sit here. I don't know. Shomei Kohen, you're going to come up with this long shechidushim that even though he's kinyan, he's answering amen. It's very weak.
Do you have to have 10 people davening?
No, you don't. Right? You don't have to have 10 people davening. You have to have 6 people davening.
Shomei Kohen.
6 people.
That's from Marav.
6 people. No, even mincha. 6 people davening. 10 people. We're talking about answering Chazorah Sashatz. The Kiddush Shulchan Aruch explains very clearly. The problem is a very big problem with Chazaras Hashatz. It's a bracha levatola, because the Shaliach Tzibur has already davened his private Shmona Esrei. So when he now davens another Shmona Esrei, it's mamish a bracha levatola. So the answer is, this is the Takanas Chazal. Takanas Chazal is your Chazaras Hashatz for the Tzibur, a communal Shmona Esrei, and everyone answers Amen. But if the community is not answering Amen, you don't have what Chazal wanted. So then it reverts back to a bracha levatola. So as long as you have 10 people answering Amen, it's good enough. But you need to have at least 6 people that are using that Shimon Esrei as their Chazar Sashatz for the communal Takana of Chazar Sashatz. Let's read the halacha Musab quickly. Habachazar Sashatz, we just do the halacha. The Chazar Sashatz, Shashlibar, Kevon, Shashlik, Tzibakar, Spalo, Bifne Atzmai, Belachash, the Enoi Choyzer Es Hatzfilo, Rak, Beshvil, Hashemim, Ulechain, therefore, it's like a bracha levatala, Ulechain, therefore, Tzrichin, Sheyu, Davka, Tisha, Shemin, the Oinin, Shaloi, Tiena, Brochoysov, Levatala. That's the issue. Ulechain, therefore, kishayesh mini mitzumtzum. When you have a minion, it's exact 10 people. Tzrichin lehashkiach. You have to be very careful. Shelo yaschil, not to begin the repetition. Hashliach tzibur chazar satzvila ad sheyigmeru kulon tefilo sehen sheyuchlu, so that they should be able laanos. And when you go to a minion, when not everyone is answering amen, you know that you are in trouble. Yeah.
You bring in.
Are you allowed to finish?
Are you allowed to finish?
So once you get started,
once
you can't do the Chazar Sashatz. No, you can't do the Chazar Sashatz.
It's segment.
I don't know the answer to the question. I know that if you start during Shachas, right? Let's say during Shachas, you have Baruch Hu. You start with Baruch Hu, you have 10 people. Right? You start Baruch Hu. And then 2 people leave in the middle.
You can
keep on going on. But you can't do the Chazar Sashatz.
No,
but if
you have 10
men. But once you stop Chazor
Hashatz, in the middle of Chazor Hashatz, someone walks out.
Say, without the minion.
So we'll go to the.
It's a second in your life. I think you're allowed to say the Kaddish after.
You say Kaddish.
No, the Kaddish is different. Kaddish is much. Kaddish you can say because the Kaddish once you start with 10. But the Chazaras HaShatz is different. The Kaddish is less of a problem. Kaddish you can always say. What are you saying when you're saying Kaddish? You're not making any brachas. So once you start off with 10 people, someone walks away, you could say the Kaddish. Yeah. That's not a problem.
I've seen something else. People waiting to get 10 people to start the Say Shabbos.
Yeah.
To start the Say.
And then.
In the beginning.
Yeah. And then.
There's 10 people standing, which I've never seen in my life.
Well, I do. I'm saying this. I have 10 waiting for four.
They start together.
They start together, 10 people. I mean, that's wrong.
They're waiting up the seven.
That's right. That's correct. That's what the whole purpose of Avi Shana Esra. You should do. Yeah, you should do that.
You mean by the silence when it's. No, the minion is there. Everybody has to be up to Shmoneh Esrei.
You gotta wait.
Wait.